Welcome to Big Blend Radio, where we celebrate variety and how it adds spice to quality of life. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Big Daily Blend. You know, every fourth Sunday, we get to hang out with Joey Stuckey. He joins us as co-host and main guest. Today's the main guest because he's going to talk about women. He likes talking about women. Specifically, he's going to be talking about women in music because we are still celebrating Women's History Month here on Big Blend Radio. But quite frankly, you could listen to this podcast any day, every day, because you know what? Women in music matter every single day. And Joey is the official music ambassador for Macon, Georgia, which is the southern rock capital of the world. He's also an award-winning blind guitarist, a songwriter, a singer, a composer, a producer, a radio and TV personality, a music columnist, educator, and sound engineer. And you can go to his website, joeystuckey.com. So hey, Joey.
Hey, my friend. Hope you're well.
Where are you going with that guitar in your hand?
I'm going to shoot my old lady.
Oh, see, you're not supposed to do that on a Women's History.
No, no. Well, that's the next line of the song for the Jimi Hendrix tune.
Hey, but now we could put "The Wind Cries Mary." That could be part of a playlist,
that's
a good, right?
Absolutely. Oh, shoot, yeah, that's a great playlist.
That's actually one of my very favorite songs.
It's a good tune.
Well, here's the thing: I know we're going to talk about women in music, but there's also songs about women. That's kind of an interesting part, right? Of like, what about Rihanna and the Welsh Witch? You know,
That's a great tune. You know, it's funny because back in 2016, we were looking at this idea of so many glass ceilings being shattered. And that year, I came out with a project called Ladies of the South. And it was, you can find it on Spotify and or your favorite streaming service, but it's called Joey Stuckey Presents Ladies of the South. And what it was about, I can't remember, 10 or 12 songs by female artists I'd produced in every genre, you know, from pop, rock, singer-songwriter, you know, all this stuff. Contemporary Christian, there's a lot of different genres with all these amazing female artists. And I think that women in music in the last, you know, handful of years have finally really started getting their due. It's taken so long. But, you know, one of the great things about the millennial generation is how much they recognize people's contributions and how diverse they recognize our society really is. And they strive for that reflection. And mm-hmm. I'm really excited by that. And we have a song on that Ladies of the South record that was an homage to how great women are, how amazing women are. And it was written with myself, a friend of mine named Charlie Hoskins, and Paul Mad Dog McGann, and not Paul McGann. I'm sorry, that's Doctor Who. I got my Pauls mixed up.
Did you say Paul? Right? That's what you just
Paul.
Said. Okay, I'm making
Paul.
Sure.
Yeah, Paul. Mad. But anyway, they were both from the band The Popes. And that band was a spinoff of a famous band called The Pogues that you probably know.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And then the drummer who also co-wrote that song was from the band Modern English. So we four guys got together and wrote this song called What You See Ain't What You Get. And it was all about how cool women are and how women can do anything a man can do. And we chose to have sing that song. A friend of mine, if you're from Georgia, you know her as Sue Wilkinson, but she also has a side project where she goes under the name of Sue Lou. And she is what Janis Joplin wishes she could have been. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want people to hear it because Sue's voice is like the most amazing thing I've ever heard, and why she's not an international superstar, I will never know. But anyway, just thinking back on that year and, you know, we were seeing so much change and women so much in the news, It was an amazing time. So we put that record out back in 2016. So it's so many different styles and genres and flavors. I think it's well worth a listen, and something to for sure celebrate during the month of March.
So, you know, the one thing too, you know, when you look at, you know, people like Janis Joplin, right? And it's about like looking back at who influenced them. It's kind of that ripple effect that went, you know, from way back when to now. And, you know, I look at women's history of music, you know, definitely when we go back to the blues, you know, you got to think like Sister Rosetta Tharpe and.
Oh my gosh, one of my favorites.
Really? Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. I mean,
and you know, my favorite, the female vocalist that will always have place number one in my heart, just because of her absolute genius, is Ella Fitzgerald. Not only was she a great singer, but she was a great musician in the sense that she was just so gifted in her improvisation, in her arranging skills. Then you get into her tone, all the different tones she had, all the different flavors of her voice that she could deliver. She was very emotive, and she'll always, like, to me, be the queen of like, I think, you know, just like where so many other people got their inspiration, even though, you know, a lot of female vocalists today don't sound like her or anything like that. I think if you're in music, you can't help but be influenced by Ella Fitzgerald.
Well, her, and then I go to Africa, and I look at Miriam Makeba. I don't know if you've heard of her.
I am not familiar.
Oh, man, stop the presses. She really did a lot. She was also an actor. She was an activist, a civil rights activist, and her voice is absolutely, absolutely amazing. And she toured through South Africa. I think she went over to you know, Europe, as many people did back then. She also worked with Harry Belafonte.
Oh wow!
And yeah, no, she was a very famous for singing Pata Pata. It's weird because, you know, growing up over in Africa, you kind of hear these women. And she also, I think she was married to Hugh Masekela at one point, or dated him. They had a little thing going, no matter what. One of the, I don't know how big it went, but yeah, she was very active. It's pretty huge, actually, what she did. And
well, you know, it's interesting to me because so much of the best music comes as a vehicle for something else, whether it's civil rights, whether it's protesting Vietnam. I mean, so much of the best music comes from really a place of using music as a vehicle for communication rather than, you know, entertainment. And so I'm not surprised that she had that kind of
Miriam
impact. Yeah.
Was huge on that. But these voices, these women out there, and then you've got to think about all these women around the world who've been singing it as part of just life. You know,
sure.
Singing was a way of getting through the day.
Yeah,
too.
Still is for me.
It is for me. Dang.
Yeah, I mean, I do it for a living, but it's still when I'm happy, I sing. When I'm sad, I sing. You know, when I'm just kind of floating around, you know, doing office work, I'm humming around or singing around. So yeah, it's very, and that's what's so amazing about, you know, the U.S. Don't get me wrong, I love the U.S. I love our music. But we don't take time to experience music like we should because it's such a gift. And, you know, when I was a kid back in the 80s, you know, we would sit down once a week, and three or four of my friends would get together and we would listen to records. We would sit down and listen to the whole record. Somebody would bring over, you know, I'd bring over Michael Jackson. Somebody else might bring over Def Leppard, and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we would sit down and just listen to albums.
Oh my
their
God!
Entirety.
Did you just say Michael Jackson and Def Leppard in the same sentence?
Yeah.
Holy crap!
So we would listen to Tears for Fears and Yes and Lover Boy and, you know, Journey, you know, and Heart and Whitney Houston and all that.
I'm glad you brought up Heart. That's some musical.
They're both those sisters are fantastic.
Nancy Wilson's a heck of a guitarist, right?
She's pretty amazing. I mean,
what about Aretha Franklin? And Mavis Staples.
Yeah. Aretha Franklin is one of my total favorites. I mean, in fact, her collaboration with George Michael, I think, is a fantastic record. But Aretha has done so much, so many important seminal tunes, like Respect. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you think about all the stuff. So I just remember that we used to sit down and make mm-hmm. it an event to listen to music. And in Europe, they still do. Mm-hmm. But here in the States, we don't as much.
It's kind of gone into, everybody's on their, so, you know, I think it was the invention of the Walkman that started messing with things, which the Walkman was cool, right? But the Walkman started this portable thing. I love the Ghetto Blaster, okay? Because then you could, like, get people to listen to music they didn't know by just blasting them with, you will listen to this. You know, you got to think back to some of the women who made history just, you know, when you think about a Ghetto Blaster and, like, Walkmans. But Walkmans became this personal music journey, right? Which I think is great. It's kind of like reading a book and all of that. So there's something to it. But I miss listening parties for sure. And when I think about the women, I mean, you got to think Deborah Harry. She made some
big moves. Yeah.
She made moves.
I just got her autobiography to read. So I haven't read it yet, but I just got it on audiobook. And so it's in my virtual nightstand.
some of these women really kind of change things. Annie Lennox, like that voice to me, I still think she's got an incredible voice.
There are people that claim, and I haven't done the research, so I can't fall on either side of the argument, but there are people that claim that Debbie Harry did one of the earliest rap songs with Rapture, right?
Yeah.
So
it was kind of like a try, and then I think she did a little reggae thing too. Like, she tried, you know what I mean? I'm not saying it was, but then, like, Queen Latifah, she kind of got in there with rap and hip hop.
Oh, sure.
She did some stuff, you know, that was pretty like, wow, okay. Well, I wouldn't mess with Queen Latifah. Yeah, you know? And of course,
you've got our modern superstars like Beyonce and Taylor Swift that are...
Beyonce in a country album. Here we go.
You know, and how about Dolly Parton? Because that's a woman who has been making music since she was 14 years old. She's what, in her 80s now?
And she's a badass.
Still making music. And not only does she still make music, but she's very inclusive and loving to everybody. And she uses her money to help people. I mean, in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, you know, if you've got good grades, they help the people of that county. The children with scholarships for college. She sends out free books to kids. She does all kinds of things. And, you know, she just did her first rock album with some other seminal women. For example, Pat Benatar partnered with her on
Cheryl
that
Crow?
Record. Sheryl Crow, absolutely. So there's a lot of cool, I mean, Dolly did some pretty cool stuff. And of course, she got with the two remaining Beatles too, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, which is, you know, exciting for me. And another woman who's really important to women in music is Joan Jett.
You just talked about one of my heroes.
Yeah.
Like, so our friends over at in Asheville, in the Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast, I don't know if you've been on a show with them yet. Asheville, North Carolina.
I don't think I have.
Oh, they are music like freaks, like they just, and I mean that in a good way, people. So they travel, like they're Mr. and Mrs. Wild of Asheville, we call them, because they are either out in nature, if they're not running the inn, which is a wild thing of itself, to run a bed and breakfast. It's like, you know, we've talked about Fawlty Towers, right? They're the ones that we go in sit for once in a while and play Fawlty Towers. But they are either out looking for wildlife in, you know, the Blue Ridge Mountains or wherever around the world, because they've traveled the world doing it, or it's out listening to music. They just came back from a Pantera concert and Disturbed, and you know, so they're out doing it. So for Karen, she's Lita Ford, and I'm all about Joan Jett. So we have like a thing going. So because really, you know, and I think Tina Turner did a lot in regards to letting us know that women could rock it. Like Aretha came from that soul gospel, you know, like Mavis Staples. Like Mavis Staples to me is really one of my favorite. Her and Nina Simone, those two are like icons to me, especially when we talk about Black women who made change and positive. They, well, Nina told it as it was, right?
Yeah.
And, but then, you know, Mavis is like, come on, man, we can make it better. You know, Nina's just like, Mississippi, goddamn. So it's in, you know, they all did their thing, and Mavis is still going, man, and just blows my mind. But going to Lita Ford and Joan Jett, Tina Turner, I think in a weird way, helped set that stage when she said, I want to rock. And I know that it was kind of all at the same time when Tina got away from Ike and everything. The 80s were coming, and I mean, just kind of thinking it was kind of around the same time when women said, we could rock it. We don't have to be pretty little girls sitting on a stage and being like the backup singer.
We
know?
We should definitely talk about my experience and you know, last month at the Grammys, because I was at the Grammys, as you know, I'm a board member of the Atlanta chapter. And we were there, and women were really the dominant force at the celebration. We celebrated Tina Turner, and because she passed away. So she was celebrated, but, Miley Cyrus, who's a very strong independent woman, came out and sang and did an amazing job. Dua Lipa was there. And of course, Taylor Swift racking up some awards as well. And Taylor Swift, you know, I think about these amazing women in music. And as I was saying, Dolly Parton is one of those people that, first of all, I love her as a person. I like her spirit. Second, I like her as a musician. She's a great guitar player. She's a great singer. She's a great songwriter. But I also have the utmost respect for her as a businesswoman. And, you know, the song I Will Always Love You, which Dolly recorded. Actually, she wrote Jolene and I Will Always Love You the same day. So what a prolific day that was. But, you know, Elvis wanted to record I Will Always Love You, but they said to her that he would have to own the song. She'd have to sell her rights to the song.
Hell no.
And she didn't. And so everybody thought she made a bad mistake and all this kind of stuff. But then Whitney Houston did it.
Whitney's another one. Ooh.
Yeah, and did it in a way that was so profound that, you know, and so Dolly made quite a tidy sum with that song. But Whitney took it to a whole new level. But so I think Dolly Parton is one of the great women in business. And then you move on to Madonna, who is another incredible businesswoman. And I think of Madonna. I'll tell you, when she did the Ray of Light album and she did the movie Evita, I feel like she hit a whole new level of artistry. I think she really worked hard. You could tell that she worked hard. Her voice was the best it had ever been. Her songwriting, you know, all these things were really, that era for her was very profound. So that to me musically was very profound. But I think of Madonna as a little bit more of an entertainer, because she's an okay singer. You know, she's not bad. She's not great. She's not bad. But, you know, she's a heck of a dancer. She's a sex symbol. But she's a really smart businesswoman and has made really good decisions and stuff like that. And so you move from her into sort of the, I think this is sort of stair step. And like Lady Gaga, I think, who is in some ways sort of Madonna's descendant, if you were. And then I think of Taylor Swift, who you know, uses her platform extremely well, really knows how to take care of her fans, and really, again, really knows what she's doing. I mean, from a business perspective, she has stood up for musicians that couldn't stand up for themselves. You know,
right. Taylor has, and Lady Gaga has stood up for young girls in all kinds of ways.
That's absolutely right. And Taylor, you know, from a business perspective, you know, Apple Music was saying, hey, we're going to give people 3 months free trial of our Apple Music app, and we're not going to pay artists during the free trials. And Taylor Swift was like, the hell you say? And, yeah. You know, if Joey Stuckey pulls his catalog from Spotify or Apple Music, nobody cares. But if Taylor Swift pulls her catalog from Spotify or Apple Music, that's suddenly a real impact on their bottom line. And so little things like that, you know, are really important for the entire music industry. And then you look at Taylor Swift, who also wanted her back catalog of albums, her masters, we call them. She wanted mm-hmm. her masters back. The record label sold her masters to somebody else, even though she wanted to buy them. And she's like, okay, well, that's no problem. I'll just re-record my entire catalog and I'll own those. That is incredible.
What the Melissa Manchester is going through that right now, of getting, you know, redoing her things. Some women that came up as you were talking, because you got my mind in the business and all of that.
Yeah.
Just some icons. We've got to mention the Barbara Streisand, you know,
of
as
course.
A crooner.
Absolutely.
You know, Barbara Streisand, Mariah Carey. You know, I think what we've got to go, I want to go back to Mariah Carey, like when she first started. You know, she really has an amazing voice, and things have changed through the years. I think that what's kind of weird is the fame thing really messes with stuff, and it gets weird. Like sometimes I just don't want to know anything. Just let me hear the music and that's it. And that's what I have to say about some of it, including the Taylor Swift stuff. I'm sick of it. Stop it. Yeah. You know, and I have nothing against her, but it actually can create, an animosity that shouldn't be there at times. And at the same time, it can empower. Like Lady Gaga has done some empowering stuff. I want to say Cher has to be called out, you know, in a positive way. She
Absolutely.
Has done so much for different communities. Just, you know, Bette Midler, we can't leave her out.
Sure.
Bette is amazing. And I mean, she was a smart businesswoman. She's not stopping. Celine Dion, didn't she go to the Grammys too? You saw her?
Yeah, absolutely.
At the Grammys? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, incredible. So some of those are the songbirds.
Even though I understand she wasn't feeling well that night, she actually still showed up. So
she's, See, well, Tina Turner sang once with the flu and she had like this raging fever. Got up and said,
I feel so mixed about that because I have in my younger days performed really, really sick. And the problem with that is that, like, part of me is like, yeah, the show must go on. I'm tough. I can make it. That's like one side. But then the other side is like, yeah, but if you damage your voice and make yourself sick and end up in the hospital, that's not helping anybody. So I have done it. I won't do it now.
Right. I've blown my voice and I didn't know what
I've
I was doing, but I've done that.
I've sung to 102 fever before and I won't do that again.
No, I recently did an interview with a fever and halfway through I'm going, we had to do an audio only because I wasn't feeling well. I was like, I'm fine. And then all of a sudden I'm like, is this what a hot flash feels like? It was fun. It was fun. And like, it was a musician that was on and he was very polite. I'm going to put it that way, but I want to touch on some songwriters.
Sure.
One is who got an early start and just
you're gonna
whipped
say Carole
out
King.
Songs. Dang it, dude! How did you know?
I just know Carole King. Now I have read her autobiography, which is amazing, and of course I'm a fan of the music. And I actually got the privilege of being her sound technician for a concert. One time. Yeah, she was on tour stumping for John Kerry and she came to town and needed a sound tech and I got to run sound for her when she did her mini concert and talk. And it was really cool. I got to get a picture with her too. So it was really cool. She's an incredible songwriter. Yeah, an incredible songwriter.
But you got to go back in her history too. I mean, it's like I encourage people to do it. And she's an activist for the environment and an activist for wild horses, like Lacey J. Dalton. We met her many years ago when we were out looking at what was going on with the wild horse situation because People are poaching them. They're being rounded up. It's a
They're
whole
being
other.
poached?
Actually, the guy that there was a guy murdering them from helicopter, and he's the one who uses a helicopter to round them up for the Bureau of
Oh
Land
my
Management.
God.
Do not get me started. Anyway, it's a
That's
whole.
awful.
There's a. It's a whole. We've done so many shows on it, and it got crazy. And no one's really. Anyway, Lacey J. Dalton stood up for wild horses. Willie Nelson has stood up for wild horses. Snoop Dogg has stood up for them. And Carole King is one of them as well, standing up for. And I think Willie Nelson. And we got to give a shout out to Bobby Nelson, right? He's done. She's done a lot, but he rescued them too. He rescued horses and has them out on Luck Ranch, but. Anyway, we met her and she's, I think when you have this platform, it's you make these choices and sometimes it's about, where you are financially, how you've been raised, what your goals were, like, who are you as a person? And so when things get amplified as your fame and fortune comes in, what are you amplifying? And I think that, especially, I think like Miley Cyrus, when you're a teen star, it's really hard to be normal.
Oh, very much so.
I mean, look at Drew Barrymore and all of that, all of this reconditioning that they've had to do in their lives to become kind of normal and then stay in the spotlight. And I mean, to have to read yourself in the tabloids, like that's insane. People
It's
make up
hard.
stuff about you. And, artists and musicians all wear the heart on the sleeve, right?
Sure.
And
Yeah,
so when you're
absolutely.
in all of that, and for women, we're sensitive. Doesn't mean
Yeah.
we're wusses. Did I say
No, not
that?
at
Are we
all.
allowed to say wussy?
I think so.
With a W, by the way, just to be
Yeah.
sure. But that doesn't mean that we're not strong,
That's right.
And so, oh, I am strong. I am invincible. Okay, so it's
That's a
just
great
getting
song.
on and on. Yeah, we got to think about Linda Ronstadt, Helen Reddy,
Yeah, I
Joan
love Helen
Armatrading.
Reddy.
Yeah, oh my gosh, and I'm making this list as we talk, and it's kind of ridiculous. Now, Linda
Well,
Ronstadt comes from Tucson, where we were
I
based out
didn't
of.
know that.
Yep, Linda
I also
Ronstadt.
will say somebody else that was paid tribute to at the Grammys who was really important in a lot of ways is Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, I heard that didn't Annie Lennox sing her part?
She did.
Oh, tell me about that, because Sinead O'Connor did. She
It was
was like
incredible.
wild.
Annie Lennox sounded amazing. I mean, she sounded so good. She hit all the high notes. It was really fascinating. And let's not forget Tracy Chapman,
Dude, yes.
who was there at the Grammys and sang, and it was amazing to have her song redone, and it's a hit again. It's a hit again. And her version's a hit again as well.
I love
It's
that.
great.
Well, I grew up with her and she's always been a huge, huge part of, like, I mean, I still have the albums, it's like,
Me too.
and I was watching on social media going, who is this woman? I'm like, what do you mean? Who? How dare you? But
Oh, I
I
know.
love these stories of artists rising up together. Look at Joni Mitchell and Brandi Carlile
Oh
and
my
that
gosh,
relationship.
so good, so good.
That's huge. That and didn't Joni sing too at the
Yeah,
Grammys?
absolutely. Absolutely.
I
She
know.
was there and I thought in excellent form.
Oh man. I want to give a shout out to Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac
Oh
because
yes,
she was an
absolutely.
amazing vocalist,
Wonderful
keyboardist,
vocals. Great piano player.
writer,
Yeah.
great writer, and then, when you just look at all these women that we're talking about, it's kind of insane. It's like this giant list of women. But when you go way back and move it forward, you just see, like you were talking about Ella Fitzgerald, and you go back to those women who wailed, and sang these ballads and these bluesy jazz numbers too. It's just
Yeah,
like,
you had Nina Simone and Sarah Vaughan
Sarah Vaughan. Oh yeah.
yeah. And we can't forget Lady Day. The thing about Billie Holiday is she had so much soul and sorrow in her voice. Like she could be singing a happy song and you'd want to cry because she just had when she did Strange Fruit, I mean that was just heartbreaking, earth-shattering. Music. But what an important song. And but just an incredible artist. And then, just, I mean, there's so many incredible women. Rosemary Clooney to me is one of the greats. I listen to her at least once a year because my wife and I rewatch White Christmas every single year. So you have to.
So what about Eartha Kitt? Do you ever listen to her? She's got a unique voice. No one can. And
she's kind of like the forerunner to Madonna to me. She's very much a sex symbol. And a lot of her songs were sort of novelty comedy songs, that I heard anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I mean, fantastic.
Nancy's yelling from the other room, Patti Page.
Patti Page, sure. And I was going to say Pearl Bailey is another great.
Pearl Bailey.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Wow. Well, we got Nancy Sinatra.
Nancy, these boots are made for walking, baby.
Yeah. I think, it's just interesting. You think about like the Mamas and Papas and Jefferson Airplane with Grace Slick,
Oh, yeah.
And Grace Slick, I don't think anybody's got her voice,
No. Well, that's what's so cool about some of these ladies is that so many of them are so distinctive that within 2 seconds, you know who it is. I mean, we talked about Cher earlier, but boy, I mean, just
that's
such
her,
a distinct voice. I mean, Eartha Kitt, such a distinct voice. I mean, it's just, it's instantly recognizable. That is one of the things I'd say in modern music, because of all the effects and all the pitch correction and stuff like that.
Oh God, I hate all that.
I feel like there are some female artists that are still very recognizable, but a lot of the music's become a little more homogenized because of production techniques and has a little less character. Miley Cyrus, I think, has a pretty distinct voice. So, you can pick her out of the crowd.
Well, I want to definitely, this is one person who really needs to have a big shout out when we talk about women, is Bonnie Raitt, and how she got women, she was like a torchbearer for, musicians, not just women, but, blues artists to be paid. They really were just, here they were making this music and the record companies were making the money. And she did, so much for women and for musicians. And she's amazing, too.
Yeah, I think she won a Grammy last year, if I remember correctly.
I think three, actually.
I don't know. Some newspaper said, "Who is this Bonnie Raitt winning this major award?" And I think it was a UK-based newspaper. And I was like,
"Oy."
And then, like they said, unknown blues artist wins award.
What?
Or something like that.
Don't.
And I was pretty upset.
That is insane. Insane.
She has an interesting tie to Georgia that I'll tell you about because she has recorded, I believe I'm right in the number here, but two songs written by my good friend Randall Bramlett, who is one of the great legendary Georgia musicians who in his time, he's been a solo artist, but he also played with a band called Cowboy that was pretty famous. He played with a band called Sea Level that was pretty famous, but both those were regionally, but he also was a sideman and performed with Greg Allman and Friends Tour. He also played with Traffic and Steve Winwood as a side player. So anyway, but she recorded two of his tunes. And so that's her tie to Georgia in my mind.
Okay, so what about Mama Cass?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Fantastic.
She went too soon. She really did. And then I've got to bring up another favorite, Chrissy Hynde, because she's just a total badass. She goes there with Joan. She's
big
in the
time.
Joan Jett thing, all of that.
Yeah.
That Lita Ford, Chrissy Hynde. Like if you were in high school and somebody picked on you and they were sitting at the other table, those three women would get up and take out the bully. They would.
They would. I've never thought about that before, but I think you're right.
I do. I think other people would sit down and try and talk to the bully and they would just like, you know, And now I better watch
Open up
my
a can
mouth.
of whoop ass. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Well done, Joey. This is why you're on the show. Clean Lisa's mouth out with soap. But
Yeah,
yeah,
I
I
would.
know. I mean, we've got these amazing women and Cyndi Lauper. Oh, hello. We
Oh,
can't forget her.
so
And talk
good.
about someone who stood up for so many people's rights and animal rights and all kinds of stuff, you know? Cyndi's awesome, you know?
Yeah,
And
she's great.
I think she helped with Roy Orbison's career too when she did I Drove All Night. And, you know, I think she helped regenerate, like, where did that song come from, you
Yeah,
know?
yeah.
I
There's
love
that's a
Roy
good point.
Orbison.
Oh, me
I
too.
love.
I really am a big Cyndi Lauper fan, and you know, she's done so many incredible. What a voice, just incredible and so powerful.
Well, let's look at Lilith Fair, you know,
Yeah.
because that's, you know, when we talk about women getting together, Lilith Fair was huge. I think that was one of the first
Natalie
women's
Merchant.
music.
Yeah.
Natalie Merchant, of course, Sarah
Yeah.
McLachlan.
Sarah McLachlan, yeah.
I wanted to say,
Meredith
oh,
Brooks.
it's Meredith Brooks. Thank you. How did you know?
I'm just cool like that.
Yeah, Meredith Brooks. And go ahead. I know who you're going to say. You're going to talk about the Indigo Girls. Did I get it?
Absolutely, Indigo Girls.
See?
And I don't know that she was part of Lilith Fair, but I do think about women that changed paradigms. And I have to think of Alanis Morissette.
Alanis,
Yeah,
Joan
because
Osborne.
yeah, Joan Osborne. Wow, what a boy. Her first album is one of my favorite
Mine
albums. It's
too.
definitely in my top 100 albums of all time.
And she's right. She just did a new track, a new album, a new track. And but yeah, Saint Teresa, still one of the best.
Oh, so good. And you know, but my favorite track on that record, and this is selfish, but my favorite track is a song called Spiderweb.
Oh, I love
And
that. Oh yeah, Ray
it
Charles.
talks about, I dreamed the lyric is so great. I dreamed with Ray Charles last night. He could see just fine. You know, I asked him for a lullaby. He said, honey, I don't sing no more.
Oh,
And
isn't that awesome?
I just love that so much. But boy, I think she was just incredible as well. But
I've got to go
Alanis
listen to that
Morissette,
album again.
oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Really changed what female music sounded like with the Jagged Little Pill record. It was edgy, it was imperfect, but it was really emotive. It was so incredible. You know, what's so amazing about that is a lot of people don't know it, but she was a pop star in Canada.
Yep.
And I
Like
mean,
Shania Twain.
polished pop star. And she changed her sound. She evolved and said, I this the that music I've been making no longer meets the needs of the time. But you're right. And Shania Twain revolutionized Nashville. They hated her when she first came to town, and she was doing all this like country pop stuff with Mutt Lange, but she had changed country music forever. I mean, the sound of country music today is directly, in my mind, a result of what Shania Twain and Mutt Lange did.
All right,
And whether you like it or
quickly
hate
give. Yeah,
it,
yeah, it's not my thing. Yeah, but she did a good job, and she's a good person. She worked hard. I mean, she raised her family, her sisters, her siblings on a farm, and Shania Twain stories. And then Mutt Lange was a real, you know what, you know, bad, bad. And then, but I think he was, yeah, that's a whole other story. But
It's that was messed up.
that was messed. I mean, a lot of the women went through
That's the kindest thing I
Alanis
can say
Morissette,
about
Jagged
it.
Little Pill came
Yeah.
from breakups and everything. And, you know, she just took, she was like, you know what, you know, screw you, I'm going to do this. And she did it. And, you know, Taylor Hawkins was her drummer for a while too,
I
man.
know Flea was her bass player.
Ah, dude, seriously, I didn't know that part. That's
Yeah.
cool. Yeah, he's crazy, man. Flea's nuts.
Yeah.
I heard him on, I think it was his podcast. Yeah, Rick Rubin was on his podcast. I encourage people to listen to that because they were talking about, Rick Rubin wrote a book about creativity. And
Yeah, I've got it in my nightstand, but I hadn't read it yet.
oh, it's, Rick Rubin is, yeah, he's pretty cool. He's pretty cool, I think. He's done a lot with Lady Gaga and stuff like that, and obviously, you know, the Peppers and everything. But I want to go back to some country artists, and going back to with Lilith Fair, they brought in Jewel, who's at the beginning of
Oh,
her
Jewel's
time,
great. Yeah. Yeah.
right? And now
Yeah.
she's opened up like a mental health thing for girls and women.
Yeah.
To better themselves and get through things in life, emotional trauma and things like that. And Emmylou Harris came up on stage. And that was a big deal because they introduced Emmylou Harris to a younger generation. And
I love
Emmylou
Emmylou Harris.
Harris,
She's so good.
she's just so chilled out, man. I mean, and her, she was with Graham Parsons, right? Right up until he passed. I think when he
Yes.
died in Joshua Tree area, they dragged his body around in a coffin in Joshua Tree National Park and set
Yeah.
up on fire. Yeah. Like Joshua Tree's got some crazy ass stuff going on out
Oh,
there.
yeah.
We should do a
Yeah, it
show just
does.
on that. Like
Yeah.
we were talking about regional music and stuff. We should do a show just on that
Well,
area.
I've been trying to get invited to some of the interesting things that happen in that neck of the woods. I've got some friends that are part of that scene, and I've
Happy
been
and
trying to.
Harriet's. You need to play there. That's where you
Yeah,
need to go.
I've been trying to get involved. I just never seem to hit town at the right time. But
Ah, Pappy and
anyway.
Harriet's. Pappy and Harriet's is iconic, man. It's
Yes.
really cool. And then going into country, you reminded me to bring up Reba McEntire
Sure.
because she's like, I think, and Loretta Lynn, right?
Oh
Talk
my
about these
gosh.
women.
Loretta Lynn
Yeah.
is she is one of the matriarchy. I mean, she's incredible.
What did
And
you think about her working with Jack White?
I think it's amazing.
I like
I think
Jack White.
I think it's amazing. I think what I love is these a lot of these ladies like Dolly Parton and Loretta Lynn are saying, I'm still an artist. I'm still able to do this. And I still am interested in exploring what's going on in music now. I'm not stuck in 50 years ago. I think that's amazing.
I love that. I love that they keep evolving like that. Like Dolly Parton, right? She's done
Yeah.
that. And, you know, and whether or not you like the evolving part, because sometimes evolving is messy. And the first
It
time it
is.
happens, it's either really magical or there's some rough edges or whatever. But I think it's cool. And she did it for her husband too. You know, she was like, he's been by her side for years. He's like the quiet partner, you know?
Yeah.
But
Well, the
it's
only thing that's
interesting.
inevitable is change. And so you have to embrace it, whether it turns out the way you want it or not. I mean, if the more you embrace it, the more you go with it, the more you work with it, the better off your life is going to be. I mean, because
Well,
you know
yeah.
change is going to happen.
And I see some of the women like that are still going, right? You know, like Stevie Nicks is still
Oh,
touring and
yeah.
people are still
Still
loving
sounding
it. And
good.
so
Still
she may
sounding
not
good.
have the high, you know, octave anymore, but she's modified her music to still give off that performance. And I want to bring up the importance of backup singers. Like you got to think about, you know, Pink Floyd and the Rolling Stones. Those two bands would be not the same without their backup singers. The McBroom
Oh,
sisters,
very true.
they
Pink Floyd
wouldn't.
on "Shine on You Crazy Diamond." I mean, without the
Yeah.
backup vocals, that'd be and things like "Tumbling Dice" with the Rolling Stones. You got to have those
No.
backups. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that?
But
What was
yeah.
that? There was a movie. Was it 20 Feet to Stardom or 50 Feet from Stardom? That was all about backup singers.
Sheryl Crow was a backup singer for Michael Jackson, going back to him.
She was, and also for Don Henley.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
She got around. That's
Yeah.
two different, that's like the opposite end of the spectrum too, man, doing
Yeah.
that. Well, what about, okay, so I want to go to some guitarists too. So, you know, Sheryl Crow to me was amazing because she got out there with an accordion as a woman. I mean, listen, that and standing up, not sitting down, you're carrying that over like a prominent part of your body and
Yeah,
playing an
that's tough.
accordion. So, and then playing bass and singing is not easy. That is,
No.
no, that, so I, and so let's go to some of the instrumentalists, right? So look at Sam Fish, the guitarist, Susan Tedeschi,
Yeah, she's great.
incredible.
Yeah.
Sam Fish is pretty wild out there. She's good. What about Beth Hart? Well, she's not a musician as such, but Beth Hart is crazy.
Beth Hart's great. In fact, good friend of mine was the recording engineer for her live album that's on Blu-ray. And yeah, really, that was recorded, I think, at like, oh, where was it? Albert Hall, maybe? But it's some famous venue in the UK. I forget which one. But yeah, she's fantastic.
Now, okay, so Carla Santana's wife. She was on our show. And oh man, Cindy is, as a drummer, well, like Sheena E., right? We've got to give
Oh
her a
gosh,
shout
yeah.
out.
Oh yeah, big
But
time.
Cindy Blackman, right? Cindy Blackman Santana. She was a drummer for, you know, Lenny Kravitz. God, her list is long, and it's really cool to see her now tour with Carlos. And I don't, they just are such a good match, man. And
Her
when you
work
see,
with Lenny Kravitz is pretty amazing. I mean, I loved it.
Lenny Kravitz is good, man. And
I
I
know.
think they were really good together, you
They
know.
were.
But I just think of, you know, there's such good instrumentalists out there, whether it be on keys, whether it be on guitar, bass, you know, but drummers, Sheena E., I get excited. I get
Yeah,
excited to see women
she's
who are
pretty great.
playing
Pretty
bass
great.
or drums, because you don't
And
see that
you have
often.
people like Candy Dolfer on saxophone, who played with Prince and did a lot of other fun stuff. So that's, you know.
What about Maria Muldaur? I don't even say her name right, do I? Muldaur.
I'm
And
not familiar with who that is.
okay, what about Sade, the singer?
Oh gosh, so cool. So cool.
Right? Yeah. It is yeah, there's so many good women out there. I hope people go in there because and listen to all the names we're throwing out, and it's not just throwing them out like willy-nilly. This is just there are such superb women who have done writing and the composing. Oh, okay. So Chris Stapleton's wife needs to get a shout out because she writes half of his songs and makes it all work. Like,
I did not know
seriously.
that.
Yeah.
Very cool.
She is an incredible songwriter. And that's the other thing. You know, a lot of women, like Meg Trainor, right, has written a bunch of songs for other people. So when you hear songs that you like, I always encourage people to look up. It's not as fun now. Like, we used to get the albums and look at the notes and everything, right? But to look at who wrote the songs is important. And
Well,
a
to
lot
your
of times
point,
it's another
yeah.
woman that you didn't
To
know,
your
you know?
point, there's some really incredible female artists who started off as songwriters for other big artists. I'm thinking about Julia Michaels here, who's incredible. If you don't know her, her name's not so familiar, but she's got a couple albums of her own now, but she wrote a lot of songs. And also there's Skylar Grey, who wrote a lot of the top lines for Eminem.
Wow.
And so they're both just amazing female songwriters and then artists in their own right. But they started off writing hit songs for other people and then ended up finally doing an album. And you
Wow.
look at Kim Carne, who, you know, wrote
Oh,
Betty
yeah.
Davis Eyes. She's not the greatest singer in the world, but she's unique and very
No one can sing
identifiable.
that song like her. There's
Yeah,
just
yeah.
an app. It's almost like this one hit wonder that needs to stay exactly like it's that is it. Like
Well, again,
in
she was a songwriter, but then they're like, well, you know, who do we get to sing this? And so she sang it, and they're like, oh, well, then you should do it. We should release this with you singing it. I mean, you know, so that's really cool, to see that and to see these amazing female singer songwriters. I'm telling you, man, if you get a chance, go out and check out Julia Michaels and Skylar Grey because they are really something. And there's actually an Apple Music session with Skylar Grey where it's just acoustic guitar or piano and her vocal that's really special. It's something I highly recommend.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go listen to Joan Osborne now. I'm all into Joe's. Once I get started there, it doesn't end. I really like her,
That
you know?
first record, I mean, all her stuff is good, but that first album to me is just as hard to, and I would like to throw out one other female artist that I know we're probably running out of time, but Amy Mann is one of my favorite artists
Yeah.
of all time, and she's married to Michael Penn, who is also an incredible singer-songwriter. But yeah, she's great, and you know she had the band Till Tuesday, which you may remember from the 80s. They had that song Voices Carry. But her solo records are some of my favorite recordings of all time. So, I definitely recommend, if you're looking for something new, and you're not familiar with Amy Mann, you should definitely check that out. I've seen her in concert twice. So, that's pretty good for me.
I want to go back. Oh, I got two other women that I have to bring up. Diana Krall.
Yeah.
She's highly talented. It's not always my cup of tea personally.
Right.
But
I'm with you. I respect and admire her while not being my favorite thing to listen to. But we were back in it was either late 2012 or early 2013. I can't remember which. We had my jazz album out, which is called Mixture. And we were charting on what's called CMJ. And that's the College Music Journal charts. So it's kind of like Billboard magazine for college radio. And we were on the top 40 jazz charts for, I don't know, 6 weeks or something. I can't remember how long. And we peaked at number 9. And at one point, I was actually ahead of her in the charts. And I'm bragging on that because I didn't last long. She definitely, beat me out later. But I'm bragging on that because I had just me and she had a real record label. And so that was quite the accomplishment. But anyway, I'm sort of saying that tongue in cheek, but it is true. But it was fun to see her name as someone I really admire and be like, hey, I'm on the same list. I mean, not for long, but we were on there for a little while.
You know, that is cool though. I mean, getting up there, you gotta beat the bush, man. That sounds bad. But also, I got a few more. We can't go yet. I'm sorry, but I know people are going to get mad if we don't bring up Ariana Grande. We've got to bring up Ariana Grande, Rihanna. That's a heck of a story, right?
Sure.
Then there is Amy Winehouse. We cannot leave her off the list.
No, she was fantastic.
Just true to her craft, regardless of the things that went on. Adele, the voice of Adele.
Oh, man, I love Adele.
She's got a power voice, man. She really has the voice. And she gets stage fright, man. That's always, it's nice to actually witness someone being real, of just like, hey, can we start it over again? And I think it's okay to do, personally, as an audience.
I don't get stage fright because I'm very comfortable on stage because I'm not different on stage than I am sitting in my living room.
Maybe it's because you don't see the audience, so it makes it easier. I don't know.
Maybe, but I do worry. So I don't have stage fright, but I do always worry about being my best. And I do always work hard to ensure the day of the show, I'm able to really devote myself to doing that and not having a lot of other stuff going on. So I do, but the thing is, I'm the same person in my living room that I am on stage. There's really no difference. Maybe a little more energetic on stage, a little louder, but I'm not, I'm really very much the same. There's no persona that takes over, but I will say that, I do think of the stage as my domain. And when I go on the stage, it's my stage. And you're in my house. It's like, this is my spot. This is my place. But I don't get stage fright, but I do work hard to make sure that the show is the only thing I'm focusing on and not to let anything else be part of my considerations. Mm-hmm. There's always something else going on, but I try to leave all my worries, all my cares, all my anything else going on, like leave it at the stage door.
That sounds like a country song.
It does. And I do respect people that go out and just sort of, live their life on stage, which is what I do. You're just who you are. So the fact that Adele has stage fright and she's able to handle that, I mean, and just, be honest with people about it is great.
I think so. I think it's huge to do. Things have changed so much in performance too. There's so much going on stage, like to me, like something like J-Lo would do, or Beyonce, Taylor Swift, and Miley, and all that, these huge
Janet
stage
Jackson.
performances. Yeah, Janet Jackson, you know, there are such huge performances that, you know, all this dancing and the fitness level. Oh my God. Like
That's pretty impressive.
they work hard. These are not like, you know, rolling out of Janis Joplin is having another swig of whiskey and another joint and some heroin. You know, this is not happening. You know, they're clean and working hard. But they also do some positive role models. You know, they're positive role models for women. I think Pink is very much that way. Very
Oh, me too.
outspoken
Well, I
about
think Beyonce is
mental health, all of it.
Yeah, I think Beyonce is real big about that because she's like, hey, I'm a little plus size, get over it. I mean, you know, I think that's great.
Beyonce, I don't think she, yeah, I mean, you don't mess with her. But Pink does acrobatics and she was a gymnast, right?
I
But
know.
she went through some addiction phase and she's a winemaker. Like, hey, you
I
know,
did not know that.
she makes wine. Yes, we like that about her. But there's Rihanna, we were talking about Ariana Grande, the other woman that I really want to give a shout out to, who I think is a very positive influence, is Alicia Keys.
Oh,
And
she's
she's a
great.
badass. She's,
And
yeah.
she was part of the Super Bowl thing with Usher, so that was cool.
Oh, she, yeah, I don't know. I have no idea about Super Bowl stuff at all, other than men around running around in tights. I did not say that.
You did.
I did.
I'm a witness. I'm a witness.
There it is. And I do want to give out a shout out for the chicks. I know they've got a bumpy road. We talked about them in the last show or two ago. And they had a good sound. And there's
Oh,
one
fantastic.
song that really gets me is the Traveling Soldier. That song, we were doing a military music playlist or something, and it came up and I was like, wow, I didn't know this song. This is really heartfelt and good. And there's a lot of singers in groups like the Mamas and Papas, the chicks that are all women. But then there's also, you know, look at Little Big Town. Is that their name? Big Little
Yeah,
Town,
Little Big
Little Big
Town.
Town.
Yeah, love
Those
them.
women, I mean, ABBA, look at ABBA, you know, these power singers, you know, that have men and women. We can't leave out those women just because they're coupled with men in a singing force, you know.
I will also say, just to backtrack with the Dixie Chicks, or the Chicks as they're now called, they were fantastic. But, you know, during their hiatus, they had some solo projects together. Natalie Maines had a solo album under her name. And the other two girls had an album called Courtyard Hounds. That was not an album, but a band called Courtyard Hounds. And so if you haven't heard those, they're well worth a listen.
I like it. I like it. I got to go check that out. And K.D. Lang, that was the other person.
Oh, my, yeah, so good.
You know what it is? It's the earthiness. And I don't think, you know, I don't like the high-pitched squeaky voice. Nancy's the same. She's like, if, you know, we take care of cats. So when we want that, that's what we go for. But, you know, K.D. Lang has this, just, you know, she wrote the song, I'll Walk Through the Snow Barefoot. And she, oh,
terrible
anyone
idea.
Could do Roy Orbison. It was, you know, she's got it. And she was in is it Black and White, the Roy Orbison thing? Bruce Springsteen was on it. Bonnie Raitt, Tom Waits, I think, was in there too. And K.D. Lang. And, I'm missing out some people in there. But there's this, it's in Black and White. And it was like A Night with Roy Orbison. And they all performed his songs. Oh my gosh.
I haven't seen that. I'll check that out.
Oh, it is. I could rewatch that every week and never get old of it or listen to it. You know, you can listen to the album too, I think. And it is just phenomenal. And Katie is incredible, you know, but I Walk Through the Snow Barefoot. If you hear that song, cause she's got a, she can go up, and it's very tribal in a weird way, like a soulful tribal, almost Native American. There's going to be some kind of lineage in there that's going on, but it's like an ancient sound. It's cool, and that just brings me to someone who's not on same sound level, but a whole different level that if I don't bring up these two women, I have friends that will yell at me. Tori Amos.
Oh, love Tori Amos.
Right? I mean, I've got to think about these women who are playing instruments too, right? And she is an incredible keyboardist. And the other one, Kate Bush.
Oh,
We don't
yeah.
bring up Kate Bush, right?
I'm
Running up that hill.
so excited that Stranger Things brought her music back into focus. That was great.
Yeah. I mean, she was big when I was in school, you know?
Yeah.
I won't say which year, but she was
No, don't.
big during then. But we also have got to bring up Patti Smith.
Sure.
Yeah. So have we co how many have we covered?
A
Like a
lot.
hundred?
I don't know. And the sad part is
Oh,
there's still a million we
Nancy
haven't
says,
covered.
Nancy just said Gwen Stefani.
Oh,
Well,
yeah, good
actually,
point.
no, but that is because you got it. Well, she was big, you know, just after Alanis Morissette, almost like just kind of after that time frame.
Yeah, with No
And
Doubt.
with No Doubt, I loved her stuff with No Doubt. I like No
And then
Doubt.
she
And
moved into pop, and then she moved into country a little bit. And
yeah, I like women who go and like, you know, any music. I don't care if it's men, women, both, you know, whatever floats your boat, do it and go for it, you know, and just so long as you're not hurting anyone, you know, that's
right.
the thing. I also want to give a shout out to all the women in the music industry itself, whether you're in makeup, clothing, set design, the actual travel plans, the roadies. There are so many in music management,
Sound
PR.
engineers. Yeah.
God, sound engineers. There are so many women in the music industry, and over history, they've had a rough time of it and had to become very thick-skinned as well.
Yeah.
And I just want to give them a shout out because, you know, getting up on stage, writing the songs, and all that is one thing, but you've got people behind you, just like your wife helps you, Joey. Just got to
Oh,
give
big
Jen a
time.
shout out. See, there's a team effort behind every famous person.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a team effort. I mean, it takes a village to, to do this stuff.
Yep, and women are good organizers.
Big
So
time.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Well, thank you, Joey. This was fun. You know?
Always a pleasure to be in your company.
Hey, well, have fun. We can't wait for next month. We're gonna be in the full throes of spring. We're all gonna be
Yes.
bunnies jumping everywhere. Spring is here now on
I
this
love a rabbit.
podcast. And we all like a little rabbit.
Yeah, me too.
Rabbit, rabbit. Listen, when you get to the end of the month, remember, you go for good luck. The night of
White
the
rabbit.
last day of the month, go hair, hair, and then rabbit, rabbit when you wake up. If you can remember to do that, you'll
My
have luck.
friend Richard Blade, who's a famous DJ, and he's on Sirius XM on their new wave channel called First Wave. He said there's an old English tradition that you're supposed to say white rabbits three times at the beginning of each month. So there's
Yeah.
another rabbit superstition for you.
All right. Well, maybe we'll do a whole show on
Just
rabbits.
do
Who
both.
knows? Yeah.
Do
Make like
rabbit.
a.
Was it? Is it? What's yours? Hair, hair, rabbit, rabbit. Was it?
It's hair, hair. You go to sleep. Last thing you should say is hair, hair. The night before, that like if it's January 31st, you know, you hair, hair. And the first thing you say in the morning is rabbit, rabbit. And whoever remembers that as a kid, I was always trying to do that. And, you know, I don't want to say what comes out of my mouth when I first wake up in the morning.
I have
It's
suspicion.
a lot of times it's like, where's the coffee? Bring the coffee.
I heard
Where's the
that.
coffee? Yeah, we want the coffee. Coffee is very important.
I have a
It is.
t-shirt that I sleep in that's a little owl who looks half asleep, and he's like, shut up and bring me coffee. So
That's
that's
it.
kind of the, yeah.
Yeah.
And
Do
I
you
have to
listen to
say,
music in the morning when you have your coffee? Do you listen to music?
Sometimes, but most of the time, it depends on what I'm doing. So oftentimes I will spend the first 45 minutes of my day eating breakfast and getting my coffee and all that kind of stuff. I'll oftentimes spend that talking to my mom and just visiting with her. And a lot of times we'll watch, she likes to watch Kelly and Mark, or Mark and Kelly, or however they have it. I guess it's Kelly and Mark. And so that show that's been on for like a billion years, and I like it too, to be honest. And then sometimes after I do that, I'll go for coffee cup number two, and I will come up and do emails. So I tend not to listen to music because my computer talks to me, and I have to listen to what the computer's saying. So,
Yeah, and well, it's actually good to have silence once in a while to appreciate the
but I
music.
will
You can't,
say,
you
when I was
know.
on tour, I agree. I will say, when I was on tour in the UK back this past year, every morning I would get up with my coffee and go out on the patio. We had a townhouse that we rented, and we'd go out on the balcony, which was huge, and we'd drink our tea or our coffee and have breakfast and just have a nice quiet time. This is in Canary Wharf, and that was beautiful. And it was a little cold because it was in October, but the balcony had these windbreaks, so it wasn't too bad. And as long as it wasn't raining, it was, which it does rain a good little bit in the UK, but as long as it wasn't raining, it was nice. So yeah, I did that. And
I really like a good cup of coffee outside. Like
I do
when
too.
One of my favorite places to have coffee is, we do a pet sit up in Burnsville, North Carolina. It's in the Pisgah National Forest, and they have this balcony and it overlooks the forest. Like, you're in the Smoky Mountains, you're in it.
Nice.
And you wake up in the morning, you go out, the sun rises, or sometimes it's really full of mist and fog, what makes the Smoky Mountains, right?
Yeah.
And so I don't know which one's the Smoky or the Blue or whatever, but it is just, it's Appalachian country, like the prime Appalachian country. And you have coffee and you've got Lucy the dog, and you just, it changes so fast. And just to be awake, even if it's cold, you know, it's like, it's a good wine time spot too, at the end of the day. Just say, you know, that's the bookends in our life. You have to have the wine, and then you have to have the coffee to balance out the wine. It's all good.
Yeah.
Just don't do too much of either and you'll be okay. If you do too much of either, it's not good. But
yeah.
It just to have that in the morning, it's like, that is like,
that's
wakey,
a beautiful way
wakey
to start your day. That's
yeah,
great.
Being outside, nature, fresh air,
mm-hmm.
And a good cup of coffee, it's like, yeah, let's get it on.
Absolutely.
Let's go. All right, I'm gonna go listen to some Joan Osborne. You got me all riled up with that. Once I start on that album, it's kind of like a replay thing, so gonna have to do that. Everyone, thank you for joining us here on Big Blend Radio. Keep up with Joey at joeystuckey.com. Thanks, Joey.
My pleasure, my friend.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio. Keep up with our shows at bigblendradio.com.